uh-oh, the devil is a lie. I will get this message out today. I'm going to give everybody a couple seconds to get back on so we can get the word out. That's too interesting. I was about to start the word for today, and it cut off the live. Imagine that, when I was talking about a prophetic song that the Lord had released. Let's not forget that witchcraft and all this other stuff is real. Satan is the prince of the air, all that. We have authority over him, but he likes to, you know, play games. So, hence, pay attention. There are no coincidences. But I'm back, y'all. Yeah, the devil is a lie. He does not want this word out today, but it is what it is. It's gonna go out. Very interesting that as I'm telling you about a prophetic song that the Lord has put out, right, that it cuts off. There aren't coincidences. You know, Satan is the prince of the air. We have authority over him. Let's always, you know, get that straight. But he is the prince of the air, and so he does like to mess with, like, that type of stuff. So I am going to jump into the word, especially because they don't want it out today. So too bad for the enemy. But the word that the Lord gave me today is, Lord, oh, destruction. That's the word. He gave me destruction. And so I'm going to read the word he gave me. I did put it out this morning, and I'm going to read it here because the Lord is requiring me. And then I'm going to give you the 5 points that he gave me, and it's really in direct instruction from him to his kingdom, to his believers, to us. And then I'm going to give you the short testimony of what I see, because it's a lot and we need to know, we need to prepare. And honestly, I'm on earlier than I usually am because he made me get up. He's like, get up, take a shower, get up, put out the word. I'm like, okay. I mean, I was like rushing this morning. I'm like, I was not prepared to do this early this morning. I was like, oh, let me get myself together. How the Lord and I work is usually in the morning when I wake up. He wakes me up between like 4 and 6 o'clock, and like he'll give me the word. And so then I go like get my Bible verses, and he connects me to everything that I need to do. But that is not how it worked today. Like, he gave me this word at like 12 o'clock last night. I was praying and then I went to sleep, and he was like, no, I didn't just give you the word to give you the word. I was like, okay, so I know what we're doing tomorrow. He's like, no. Get up and get the Bible verses. Have it set and ready. You need to be up. So I was like, okay. So I went and I got the word and all of the scripture that goes along with it, because there is an urgency towards this. I cannot explain to you how the Holy Spirit is in my body right now. It is like, and you can probably hear it. I feel, I don't want to use the word anxious, but it's on ready. It's not anxious. I don't have a spirit of anxiety. It's ready. And that's how we are right now. And that's how the Holy Spirit is, because destruction is upon us. So the word is, I'm going to read it from Jeremiah 4:11-18. It is kind of pretty self-explanatory, but I'm going to read the word directly from the Lord, because that's exactly what we need right now, and walk you through some stuff, because he's not playing. And if you're not saved, you need to be. And I'm going to go through that as well, because he required me. He woke me up last night to post that. So it was like at 12 something, I think I posted the salvation prayer. I will probably post it again. He's telling me I will be posting it again. He wants his people. We live in a very Catholic area. Most people think that they're saved. They are not. Some have said the salvation prayer if they understand or have read their Bible or have been in it. But most people have been misguided. And the Lord is like, no more being misguided. I want my people saved. I want them to be ready for this storm and what's coming. So the word that the Lord gave me for today is destruction. I'm going to go into the word right now, which is Jeremiah 4:11-18. And then I'm going to break it down to the 5 points the Lord gives us direct instruction. It is upon us and will come through. Well, this is what he told me this morning. He's like, it is upon us and it will come through suddenly. So he wanted everyone to read it in humility. So take this word in humility as I read it. With ears to hear and eyes to see, y'all really listen to what he's telling us. And he wanted me to say that before we go into. So the word. Oh, Jesus. The time is coming when the Lord will say to the people of Jerusalem, my dear people, a burning wind is blowing from the desert, and it is not a gentle breeze, useful for winnowing grain. It is a roaring blast sent by me. Now I will pronounce your destruction. Our enemy rushes down on us like storm clouds. His chariots are like whirlwinds. His horses are swifter than eagles. How terrible it will be, for we are doomed. Your destruction has been announced from Dan and the hill country of Ephraim. Warn the surrounding nations and announce this to Jerusalem. Y'all got chills on my body. The enemy is coming from a distant land, raising a battle cry against the towns of Judah. They surround Jerusalem like watchmen around a field, for my people have rebelled against me, says the Lord. Your own actions have brought this upon you. This punishment is bitter, piercing you to the heart. And this is Jeremiah 4, 11 through 18. That is the word that he gave to me today. The scripture, Jeremiah 4, 11 through 18, and the word he gave was destruction. I'm going to break it down into the five direct instructions kind of he gave us, and then kind of give a little testimony about, about why I'm kind of the readiness of the Holy Spirit in me is like, we got to be on go, because this is like a suddenly thing. Y'all know how Ida came and we weren't prepared for it? Well, this is like the same thing. It's like, we are not prepared for this. Our government isn't prepared. We are not prepared for this. So we have to come together as a community and help each other. And that's why he's telling the kingdom people. He doesn't tell us anything that's going to happen. He doesn't do anything without telling his prophets. He has me telling you. He has me warning. It's real, y'all. So the 5 points he gave me today was, number one, the Lord's judgment is upon us, literally. And this is the finale. Number two, the storm is coming upon us suddenly. Like I said, it's going to be like an Ida thing where we are not prepared. Five, he wants us to cleanse our hearts. He says, cleanse your heart so you may be saved. With that, he woke me up. I don't know if I put this up maybe 12 something. I don't even remember what time it was. I've been up all night. I didn't even go to sleep till 4. I've been praying all night. I've been on the wall. It's real. And he had me put up the salvation prayer, because most people in this area and region are Catholic and are not saved. We think we're saved. I was Catholic. I thought I was doing everything. I was, baptized, going to church, doing this, that, and the other. Unless you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior with your mouth, we're not saved. You're not saved. Don't go for the okey-doke there. It's a lie from the pit of hell. And I'm not kidding. I'm here to help and warn. And the Lord is literally telling you to cleanse your heart so you may be saved. He's trying to save us. Number four, he's saying, warn your family and friends. Number five, your own actions have brought this upon you. So let me go to what he, because he actually wants me to, I'm gonna do the prayer last. Yes, Lord. So the testimony as to why, part of why the Holy Spirit is like so alert in me right now is because I get like this when it's here, when I have to like move, when I have to go, this is how I get. I'm like, ugh. And yesterday, y'all saw the oil spill that happened, I believe, in Terrebonne Parish. And it was like 14,000 gallons of crude oil was like released in the water. And don't quote me on the amount, I'm trying to remember, but honestly, I couldn't even post it. I like shared it with other people, because I was like, with this one person, because I was like, oh my gosh, because he showed me, the Lord told me we were gonna have, you know, this storm in January, but he didn't allow me to release it publicly until March. But like during that time, he had me connecting with different prophetic voices behind the scenes in New Orleans. Don't think I'm the only one. The kingdom people are rising. I have been in touch and connected to different people. He has had me activate different people. We're coming through. We are going to be united. Clearly, there's too much division. That was the word yesterday. And we are in a reckoning and reset. And that's what is happening. Because honestly, y'all, look at New Orleans. Where's our humanity? We have a woman who was raped on a corner and the police don't even go help her. I saw this, a friend of mine, another mom from Harrell, she literally stopped to help a woman push her car to the gas station because nobody stopped. I mean, I'm not pointing fingers, but where are we? We're supposed to be helping each other. We're supposed to be a community. We have lost it, and the Lord is going to bring back his order. But we've really lost it because the people who have been leading us astray. And that's how it comes down. So our leadership is out of pocket. Our clergy is out of pocket, and he's not here for it anymore. And he's like, there are people and there are elected leaders who are amening this behavior. He is not okay with it. And he said, you amen the behavior, you're going to get it too. You're acting as an Ahab. You amen this behavior, you're getting it too. You want to stand there with them? You want to stand there in the sin? You want to drag the community in the sin? Well, guess what? You are getting it too. I gave you my commandments. Oh, Lord, this is the Holy Spirit. I gave you the commandments, says the Lord. Follow them. And this word is from New Orleans to Baton Rouge. This is a regional thing at this point. The Lord has been talking about Judah to Jerusalem. This is the region. The region. So if you have family and friends that are in between kingdom people, prepare. Because we're going to be helping other people. So going back to the testimony really quickly was when I saw that the release of the oil and the water happened, that's when I was like, oh man, because he gave me the vision of, I'm a seer, and so I see, like some people dream, I can see in a different realm, and it's just interesting, but it's my walk. So when I saw the flood and he showed it to me, y'all, all I could do was cry. Like, I literally cried, I'm not kidding, for maybe like 10 straight minutes. And I was on the phone with somebody and it was like a type cry. And I was in a confirmation with another prophetic voice. I don't know if he wants me to, you know, tell him when he comes out, he'll do his thing. But it was confirmed that we saw fire on top of the water. And I couldn't really, I didn't understand that until yesterday. I saw fire on the water. I'm like, how can there be fire on the water? And we're like, maybe natural gas or something. Like there's a pipe that breaks, or, you know, we're trying to think in our own minds, but we don't know. The Lord knows. And so when I saw that there were gallons of fuel in the water during this time, we have a ridiculous, perfect storm. I cannot tell you the communication systems that are working for you and supposed to be like warning y'all, like city and government, I don't even feel like they're doing what they're supposed to be doing. That's a thing for a whole another day. The Lord is warning his people, get your mind right, get your mind right, get your mind right, get saved. So he had me wake up in the middle of the night to post this last night. So I'm going to read it to you, and the prayer of salvation will be at the end. So I'm offering to the people who are on the line, who are going to watch this now or who are going to watch this later. If you are not saved, I'm giving you the opportunity to do it right now. Literally, right now. Let's do it. It is literally a voice activated season. All you need to do is talk to the Lord. I'm going to give you an explanation. So I'm going to give you my testimony first. I'm going to read it because I wrote it. As a Catholic, I was not saved, but I thought I was. But I had not confessed that the Lord Christ was my Lord and Savior with my mouth. And so in 2015, he opened my eyes because I'm born a prophet, but I have to walk it. I have to do what I'm supposed to do and required, and that is open my mouth. So I had to do that. And at that point, the scales began to fall off my eyes, you know, and just everything started going, all my spiritual gifts. It was just a lot. And just thank God for the Holy Spirit who's guiding me and the people that the Lord has put on my path along the way. But the Lord is saying it's time to pick a side and it's time to be saved. So I offer this prayer to all of you. So if you're ready to join in the kingdom party, this is a relationship with God, not a religion. Let me start there. A relationship with God, not a religion. We have been getting the okey-doke about this religious stuff. I don't care about their order. I don't care what they think. I don't care if they say you got to do this to be this and you have to. That is not what God said. It is a bunch of made up stuff. They created their order. And I'm going to give you the Bible verse connected to it. And that is Romans 10, 9 through 10. Romans 10, 9 through 10. If you openly declare that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is by believing in your heart that you are made right with God. And it is by openly declaring your faith that you are saved. Openly declaring your faith that you are saved. So you can do this right there where you are. I'm about to walk through the prayer of salvation with you. If you want to like think about it and you want to do it later by yourself in your house, it doesn't take anybody but you and the Lord. That's literally all it takes. And we're gonna say that last, but we believe that after you say that prayer, and this is kingdom, we believe that in the kingdom, that after you say this prayer and you mean it with all your heart, that you are saved. So at this moment, you can be saved. And then it's like, welcome to the kingdom party. And after you go through this, you know, I offer that you open your Bible every day. Honestly, you know, sometimes you can start with just getting the Bible app and getting that word, through you every day, and share that word with your family, your husband, your wife, your kids, whomever is around you. Share that word with them every day. And once you do say this prayer, I'm going to tell you this because you're going to be like, the synchronicities in your life are going to pick up. The synchronicities in your life are going to pick up, and they are. It's not coincidences. The Holy Spirit is leading to information. So follow the breadcrumbs. That's the best thing I can say. Follow the breadcrumbs. So the prayer of salvation, if everyone is ready, and those for watching now and who watch later, y'all, he's calling for us to come home. And I'm going to say it slowly so you can say it with me. And I'll say it line by line. Lord Jesus, I confess my sins and ask for your forgiveness. Please come into my heart as my Lord and Savior. Take complete control of my life and help me walk in your footsteps daily by the power of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving me and for answering my prayer. Amen. If you said this prayer with an open heart, we believe that you are saved. So I say, welcome to the kingdom. I'm really excited to have you a part of it. Like I said, please get into your Bible. And I will say this, with the temperature of New Orleans now, let the Holy Spirit lead you to a Bible-based community/church that you can connect with and get real word and real prophecy. This will be bubbling up and growing more right now. You're gonna see it like nobody's business. You're gonna see miracle signs and wonders. You're gonna see miracle signs and wonders through this reckoning, this destruction that the Lord is bringing us through. You will literally see stuff standing and stuff falling. And that's why I'm saying get saved, because it makes a difference when you are covered by the blood, because it's in God's will and out. That's the difference. And a lot of people think that they are. And the Lord does give us grace in certain instances. But he's like, you know by now. I've told you over and over and over again, get saved. And it's not, you know, just something he's telling us. This region has a lot of witchcraft. It has a lot of oppression. It has a lot of pride. It has a lot of prophetic constraint. And he's like, shackles off my feet. That's what he's doing. He's breaking the shackles off of us. That's what I hear in my head. The Lord gives me a lot of music sometimes. And that's why y'all see my posts like that. It's you know, he's my friend. So I don't want to scare anybody, because it's not about being scared. It's about warning people. But for me, as the prophetic voice over this region, he has given me authority over this region. Like, I feel the hurt. I feel the misguidance that our people have been suffering from. I feel the wailing of our people to God right now. He hears us, and this is the response. He has gone to our leaders, Holy Spirit, he has gone to our leaders. He has told them, and I can give you with assurance, he has had prophets literally send emails to leaders. So when you see the destruction happen or you see something, God told me, dust your feet. Don't feel bad for them. He has given them direct messages. I'm not kidding. And it's like, at this point, if you can't see the Holy Spirit in somebody talking to you, then you are not, or have ears, like, or not even be open to it. Okay, I'm not going back with we're not going back and forth with you. You know, it makes us a fool, you know, to argue with the fool. And so he's here for his people. He's here for his kingdom. It's here. It is upon us. And I just, get ready in this next 3 days. Just prepare yourself. So I know this was a lot. Honestly, it was more than I thought that I was going to say. But I let the Holy Spirit use me. I yield and I let him say what he wants to say. We are just vessels. And that's a lot of what got our community in a lot of trouble. We got very prideful. There were people who were walking with God. So I want you to understand that there were leaders. There were leaders who were walking with God and lost their way. So it's kind of like a Saul thing. Yeah, they were king, but doing what he was supposed to be doing. And they lost the anointing, but they still were in the position. And he's like, God removes and God replaces in his time. So that's what you see a lot right now. You see a lot of Sauls who have lost their anointing, but are still physically in the office. God removes and God replaces. So just because someone holds an office does not mean the hand of the Lord is on them. And we have got to distinguish right now. Like, wasn't that the word he gave us like 2 days ago? Be clear in our evaluation of ourselves. And if we're kingdom people, we are called to offer righteous judgment to kingdom people. Like, if you know a storm is coming, if I knew the storm was coming and I didn't tell anybody, how does that work? Like, how does that work? Well, it's the same thing for y'all. You're kingdom people. I'm telling you a storm is coming. If you see people around you who need to get on the train, need to get on the salvation train, need to, you know, clean up their lives, tell them. Tell them. If they don't take it, fine, but you did what you are required to do as a kingdom citizen. Step up, say something, do something in your sphere of influence. That is what he's calling us to do, to step up and say something. And we don't have time to like sit on the wall. I'm in obedience just giving you this video because I haven't been front facing in a while. He is calling for our obedience. Speak up. You'll feel it like in your belly right here when you have that like that urge to do something. When you feel it, go. But we can't sit idly by anymore. We have to speak up. We see it. We know it. We know right from wrong. And we're just letting it happen. And you see what our city has become. We have lost our humanity. And being from New Orleans and knowing how everybody used to be, where, you know, we took care of everybody, like we were known for that of, you know, we walk down the street, we speak to everybody, you know, we don't even stop a rape. Like, the demonic activity running through the streets is a hot mess, and y'all see it. We see it. So he's not happy with us. It goes back to the last point that he gave me, and then I'm really gonna let everyone go. Your own actions have brought this upon you. And it's literally verbatim from the Lord. He's telling us this. And this is Jeremiah 4:18. Your own actions have brought this upon you. This punishment is bitter, piercing you to the heart. So I love each and every one of you. If you weren't on for it, I really offer that you share it. This is actually my second time kind of click on because the enemy clicked off the first one, but y'all know God's will be done, and I got authority over all of them, and I have no problem. I don't care what their face is. I don't care what they look like. I'm here for their soul, not their feelings, and it just is what it is. And New Orleans revival is coming, and kingdom is coming through, and it's time to pick a side and pick a team. So, saved and not saved. That's what it is. I hope you choose saved, and I will share this video again. And if you are Catholic, you got the okie doke if you think you're saved, because you're not. So that's how many billions of people who are Catholic. And I used to be one of them, so I'm not pointing a finger at a religion. I grew up in it, and I got the okie doke. I have a direct relationship with Jesus Christ. And that's where we all need to be, because that's what he wants for us. Like the prodigal son, he's calling us home. So let's go. Love y'all. Bye.